Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ continues our fall sports special brought to you by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. The second performance of the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council Championship of Champions in Billings, Montana. Three horses per team, four men, with six teams per race. There's 18 horses on the track and 24 men with a NASCAR-style pit stop. Very exciting, as the largest gathering of nations with 13 nations represented and 36 teams. In the first of six heat races, Omak Express from the Colville Nation in Omak, Washington won. Tyler Peasley, the jockey, Virgil Tenasket, J.W. Pakutis, Jimmy Marchand, the team members. Congratulations, that is their second win in 2 days. River Road Relay has won two in a row as well. They were seated in the second race. River Road Relay of the Crow Nation sees Darren Charges Strong, the jockey, Cody Brown, Tim Burden Ground, Trampas Burden Ground, his team members, a very talented team representing the Crow Agency. Young Money, a very talented team from the Blackfeet Tribe of Browning, Montana, won race number three on Saturday night. Miles Murray, the jockey, a 25-year-old, led the team Adam Hill, Cliff Ollinger, and Richard Byrd. Miles Murray is also the team manager. In Heat 4, it was Cayuse Express from the Colville Nation in Omak, Washington. Cayuse Express jockey Ryler Prescott, team members Henry LaCourse, Casey Nassan, and Ralph Moses. Abrahamson Relay won the North American Indian Days in Browning, Montana. They represent the Colville Tribe from Omak, Washington. They've won two heat races this weekend on Friday and Saturday, the first of three performances. Scott Abrahamson is the jockey. Jonathan Abrahamson, Matthew Rakutis, and Bowden Adolph make up the team as well. The defending champions won heat number six. The 2016 Billings champions, Awasopsie Express, from the Blackfeet Nation in Browning, Montana. Robert Gray, the very talented jockey, is just a 19-year-old. David Bertelson, the exchange holder. Casey DeRock is the mugger. Thomas Littleplume, the back holder. David Peterson, the proud team manager of Awasopsie Express, showing their teeth and defending their title here on Saturday night in Billings, Montana. Our guest today is one of the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council board members, Jamie Howard. Jamie is from the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma, and he is an avid flat track racer and quarter horse and thoroughbred racing, and definitely an asset to the program. Jamie, this was a very exciting race in some challenging conditions in Billings today.
Very challenging. The one thing I think it took to win today, Randy, was experience. You can tell by the teams that won and the way they approached for their exchanges. They did it cautiously. They didn't get rattled. It paid off wins for most of them.
The First Nations of Canada and the Native Americans are people of the elements. They've dealt with mud and rain and snow before, and they're certainly dealing with it this weekend.
We've had an inch of rain before the event. Track is definitely less than perfect. It's made a whole different ball game today for the racing, but you can certainly tell the teams that have spent a lot of time practicing.
We also have a maiden's race for the ladies, a warrior's race where they run 100 yards, mount a horse, and make a lap, the chief's race, so it's a mounted start, and the kids' relay. Any words that you can tell anyone that's never seen Indian Relay to join us?
Yeah, get out and see it. I mean, I've never met anybody who has come and watched one that just wasn't wowed over the event. Horsemen at all can understand what it really takes to do what these guys do, and they are extreme athletes.
That's words of our champion, Jamie Howard from Oklahoma, a commissioner on the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council. This is Randy Taylor reporting from Billings, Montana at the Championship of Champions.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.